Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy New Year's Eve. You are on the cusp of a brand new year. What a great time to begin the habit of being prayed for every single day of this year. Maybe you want to send this to someone who needs to know that they're loved and they're prayed for. That would be an amazing gift. You can tell them about the Pray Every Day app. It's absolutely free in iTunes and Google Play, and that would be a free gift you could give someone. This podcast is sponsored by Outrageous Grace Every Day. It is my 40th book, and it walks you through the book of Romans. And we're celebrating by going through the book of Romans. And we are in Romans chapter 11, verses 22 through 36 in the easy-to-read version, ERV, and this is what it says. So you see that God is kind, but he can also be very strict. He punishes those who stop following him. But he is kind to you if you continue trusting in his kindness. If you don't continue depending on him, you will be cut off from the tree. And if the Jews will believe in God again, he will accept them back. He is able to put them back where they were. It is not natural for a wild branch to become part of a good tree, but you non-Jewish people are like a branch cut from a wild olive tree, and you are joined to a good olive tree. But those Jews are like a branch that grew from the good tree, so surely they can be joined to their own tree again. I want you to understand this secret truth, brothers and sisters. This truth will help you understand that you don't know everything. The truth is this: part of Israel has been made stubborn. But that will change when enough non-Jewish people have come to God. And that is how all Israel will be saved. The scripture says, the Savior will come from Zion. He will take all evil from the family of Jacob. And I will make this agreement with those people when I take away their sins. The Jews refuse to accept the good news, so they are God's enemies. This has happened to help you who are not Jews. But they are still God's chosen people, and he loves them because of the promises he made to their ancestors. God never changes his mind about the people he calls. He never decides to take back the blessings he has given them. At one time, you refused to obey God, but now you have received mercy because the Jews refused to obey. And now they are the ones who refuse to obey because God showed mercy to you. But this happens so that they can also receive mercy from him. All people have refused to obey God, and he has put them all together as people who don't obey him so that he can show mercy to everyone. Yes, God's riches are very great. His wisdom and knowledge have no end. No one can explain what God decides. No one can understand his ways. As the scriptures say, who can know what is on the Lord's mind? Who is able to give him advice? Who has ever given God anything? God owes nothing to anyone. Yes, God made all things, and everything continues through him and for him. To God be the glory forever. Amen. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm so grateful we have the Holy Spirit within us to teach us who you are. And Lord, we can't understand all of your ways. Your ways are higher than our ways. What you do is beyond the veil. We can't see everything that you're up to. But you've given us a glimpse in this particular part of scripture where you talk about the nation of Israel and the choosing of them, and then grafting in those who were not part of the commonwealth of Israel. And it was all a part of a majestic plan that the Jews didn't always understand, especially Jesus, when you walked this earth. And so I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful that I'm your child. I'm grateful that you love me. I'm grateful that you've chosen me. I'm grateful that you love the person listening to this podcast. You love them with an everlasting love, and underneath is everlasting arms. You are faithful to them. You have chased after them. You have left the 99 and chased the one. And Lord, we also pray that for those people in our lives, especially on this last day of the year when we're burdened by those who are far from you, we pray you'd chase them. Would you chase them down? We pray you would save them. Would you rescue them from their sin? Would you rescue them from their wayward ways? Would you bring them close to you? And in that, we will say, everything comes through you and for you. To God be the glory forever. You have made all things. You have made us. We are your creation. We are your children. And we rest and revel in that today. Lord, help us as we face a new year, that this would be a year of surrender to you, a year of taking risks in faith toward you, doing things that are hard even when we're afraid, and honoring you in our bodies and our minds and our spirits. Lord, we don't know what the future will be, but we know that you are there in the future waiting for us. And so we fall into your arms today, O loving one, the one who loves us well. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you want to celebrate the end or the beginning of the third year, the end of the second year of Pray Every Day with a testimony, you can go to marydemuth.com. And in that, there is a little microphone and you can record there up to a couple minutes. If that doesn't work, record on your phone and send it to mary@marydemuth.com. Happy New Year's Eve. And I hope that 2020 is an amazing year for you and that you see clearly. Talk to you later.